I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, January 31st. All of the sun's major planets are a bit flattened. They're bigger through the equator than through the poles. For Mercury and Venus, the difference is only a few miles. For Earth, it's about 20 miles. But for Saturn, it's more than 7,000 miles. Such a big difference is obvious even to the eye alone. The giant planet looks like a squashed beach ball. The planets are flattened because they're spinning. The rotation pushes material outward. Solid bodies like Earth are stiff, and they don't rotate all that fast, so they're not deformed by much. But Saturn and the other giant worlds don't have solid surfaces. That makes it easier to push stuff away from the center as the planet spins. Saturn is flatter than the other giants. That's mainly because it's less dense than the others. That means its surface gravity isn't as strong, so it doesn't grip material at the surface as tightly. And Saturn spins in a hurry, roughly once every 10.5 hours, although the exact timing is still uncertain. That means the planet's equator rotates at more than 21,000 miles per hour, 20 times faster than Earth's equator. That slings material outward with great force, making Saturn the most smushed planet in the solar system. Look for Saturn near the crescent moon early this evening. The planet looks like a bright star above the moon as twilight fades. They set a couple of hours after sunset. We have more sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.